Garage Punk Podcast.
Kim Fowney, the voice of Dog Boy. Rock and roll pig in the barnyard of stupidity. Here we go.
Get your matches ready.
Kim Fowley.
Kim Fowley.
Kim Fowley.
Kim Fowley. Kim Fowley is the ultimate underground animal.
Take four, insane version.
Wait a minute, a question to ask.
What?
Was the music together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Lindsay voice, Kim.
Hi, I'm a young American boy, and you're a young American girl, and you're pretty heavy, and I want to ask you a question.
Are we lost? Is America dead?
Do turn up the violas.
Mondo Deco. Art rock, future tip. Brave and bold in the zone of clones. Don't jive. Stay alive. Shampoo your head in a hurry. Let's go. Dance in a fury.
Dancing on the ceiling. Dancing with the feeling. Moving like a motor.
Motorboat. Hey babe, can you float on water? You move like Garbo's daughter. Listen to me. Motorboat. No video. Kids, you want a swell vacation. Let's clean across the nation.
Dancing on the ceiling. Dancing with the feeling. Moving like a motor. Motorboat.
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 Motorboat. Mondo Deco. Art rock, future tip. Brave and bold in the zone of clone. Don't jive, stay alive. Shampoo your head in a hurry. Let's go, dance in a fury.
Dancing on the ceiling. Dancing with the feeling. Moving like a motor. Motorboat.
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 Motorboat. Motorboat.
Direct from Austin, Texas, it's the Mal Thursday Show with your host, Mal Thursday. This time out, it's Kim Fowley's Trainwreck A-Go-Go with my very special guest, Kim Fowley, who started off the program with Motorboat from 1973, released under the name Jimmy Jukebox. I'm going to be cherry-picking the wildest records from his back catalog for your listening pleasure, while he provides ironic commentary. Now, just in case you're somehow unfamiliar with his legend, Kim Fowley has produced everyone from the Seeds to the Germs, from Helen Reddy to the Runaways, and more recently, the Howleys and Muck and the Myers, as well as releasing a ton of solo stuff. He can be heard every weekend on Little Steven's Underground Garage on Sirius Channel 25 and XM Channel 59, and is currently being portrayed by Oscar-nominated actor Michael Shannon in a major motion picture about the Runaways, called, oddly enough, The Runaways, starring Kristen Stewart as Joan Jett and Dakota Fanning as Cherie Curry. Well, that's enough of my gum flapping. Here is the man himself.
My name is Kim Fowley. I'm a jerk, I'm an idiot, I'm a genius, I'm physically unattractive, and I look like death warmed over. And I'm in Austin, Texas. I've just concluded 10 days of blood sport at South by Southwest with the host of this show, Mal Thursday, who is dangerous in his own right because he's a pig too. In the fertilizer world, only the concrete shoes crush the eggshells of indifference.
I'm ugly!
ugly.
Ha ha.
Dirty, filthy, sneaky, horrible. Yeah. I'm gonna kill you. Are you straight? Well, I'm Animal Man. Wow. A savage, a wild, wild tiger. I'm the devil. I'm vulgar. I'm a pig. Oink, oink. I'm Animal Man. Yeah. Addict. Public enemy number one. I'm gonna butcher all the girls in my loving room floor.
Oh, Animal Man, you're so rough and so big.
It's too dirty. We'll be banned. Oh, God.
Okay, I'm exhausted and I've lost my notes, so I'm just going to give you the song titles and you take it from there. Let's start with The Trip.
Somebody made a track and they didn't have a singer. They played the track. I made up the words and the melody in one take and went home. I never met the band.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip. To take a trip. This world's so bad. You feel so sad. You gotta take a trip into a world so glad. A world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never pass and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip, let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP, TOP, it's the top, it's the top. Hey, here we go now, let's climb some mountains everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. There you go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Float. Because I'm swimming in beauty. It's all around. Let's take a trip. Climb from the ground. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, yeah. It's really him. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
Your song Underground Lady is on the Norton Records anthology One Man's Garbage, Lost Treasures from the Vault, 1959 to 1969. and also on the Rhino box set, Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets 1965 to 1968.
I was done by the same guys who did the trip. I never met them, but they did it a second time, and they couldn't find a singer. I came and did another one take a few months later. We should have done a whole album. We were good.
Barefoot in your lampshade, I'm grooving with the breeze. Sleepy head is walking dead, ain't been to sleep for weeks. Clocks have stopped their chiming on your merry-go-round. You're the queen of the scene, of the underground. Comic books you're a-reading, baby, oughta get it through. Red roses bloom through sidewalks, it's my love for you. Come in, that sun is shining, sun goes everywhere. Shines like talking searchlights, moonbeams in your hair. Straight people ignore you, yeah, through their uptight stare. They're looking at you, they're pointing at you, and they're putting you down. Demons twirl around you with garbage in their hands. You laugh just like a siren, only a shadow understands. Witches aren't aware, oh child, you gotta give him another chance. The stoplights aren't changing, look at the lamppost dance. When it grows to springtime, oh, I'll be on my way. My underground lady, baby, I'll be home to stay. My underground lady, baby, hey, I'll be home to stay.
Reincarnation.
Reincarnation should have been covered by the Seeds. It have been as big as Pushing Too Hard, and here's proof.
The trees and seas all have faces. Clouds and crowds fill in empty spaces. Spirits from history's pages, sleeping through the damp dark ages. Hark, there is an expectation. Hark, I have a consolation. I must learn how I return. Reincarnation, reincarnation, yeah. I'll be back as a brown paper sack, a wretched guitar or a Chinese car. Crimson snow, a neon's glow, canary bird or a buffalo herd. Heart, there is a consolation. Heart, I have an expectation. I must learn how I return. Reincarnation, yeah. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive in another shape. That you walk on, the phone you talk on, a candy bar or a shooting star. When your time comes, you come back where you came from, or reappear as a reindeer. Tin can full of ice cream beer. There is a consolation. I have an expectation. I must learn how I return. Reincarnation, reincarnation, baby, reincarnation. Oh, we'll be sailing through the sands of time 10,000 years from now on our way to the land of reincarnation. You and I, chance go by, let us go to reincarnation. Reincarnation.
My favorite album of yours is Outrageous from 1968 on Imperial. What's the story on that one?
4 hours in the studio, the whole thing. Everybody was on acid except me and the engineer. It was all made up. I hummed parts and they played them and I sang it and went on.
So much fun, life has just begun. Your name is Bubblegum, live for the moon and sun. Young and so much fun, life has just begun. So much fun, life has just begun.
Bubblegum, yeah! Whoa,
Mal Thursday back with you as we do a drive-by on Kim Fowley's back catalog for your amusement and edification. We heard Bubblegum, Reincarnation, Underground Lady, The Trip, and Animal Man, all sung, for lack of a better word, by the Dark Prince of the Sunset Strip, Kim Fowley, and all waxed up during the supersonic 60s. When we return, more 60s stuff as we feature Fowley productions of The Seeds, St. John Green, the Belfast Gypsies, and more on the Mal Thursday Show. Kim Fowley's Trainwreck a Go Go.
Kim Fowley. One man's garbage and
another man's gold.
Lost treasure from the vault, 1959 to
1969.
Kim Fowley on
Norton Records.
Of course.
He's the greatest. Just ask him.
Mal Thursday is God. In vinyl stupidity land, the punk grease king brings you the slaughter on Stupid Avenue, and I'm Kim Fowley, and I know for sure that's the truth.
No money, no.
from 1966. That's a mental version of Otis Redding's Security by Noddy Holder and the In-Betweens, who would later change their name and make it big in the 70s as Slade. My special guest on this edition of the Mal Thursday Show is the legendary Kim Fowley. Kim, you cut some songs on the Seeds, correct?
Three. Shockwaves, which is Lost in the Storeroom of GNP Crescendo, which was the last song ever produced by anybody on them on that label. The tape's lost somewhere in their office. Big storeroom. And then Falling Off the Edge of My Mind, Country Punk, first country punk record. And then Wild Blood, which I sing on with them, and I'm cueing them, and they kept the voice in.
All the way from the Inland Empire, The Bush, To Die Alone.
I got $200 and I never got any royalties because the guy disappeared. That's what I remember.
Yeah, to die alone.
If you had a spider breed with the rhinoceros, you'd get the bass player of the next song produced by Kim Fowley.
Belfast Gypsies, Secret Police.
Oh, that's a genius song I co-wrote. Iggy Pop liked it. When I first met him, he commented that he liked it. It was then, minus Van Morrison. It was on Loma, the vision of Warner Brothers. Didn't sell.
Time to hide, they're knocking down my door. My dad's behind the curtain, and mama's on the floor. I owe the grocer money, but I can't pay the rent. Not dying in the dungeons where my brothers have been sent. Wars with life, they never give me peace. Black gloves hiding sun, it's a secret police. Sweating in the attic above the steamy streets. Hearing evil noise, all the stomping feet. I say so, brothers, I keep it still. Writing this diary reads back just like a will. Wars with light, no, they never give me peace. Black gloves hide the sun, it's the secret police. Pistols glowing sunlight, shining on the wall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. A devil's henchman needs no more proof. It's my sister in the attic, my mother on the roof. Running out of scratching, they can't catch me. Money, but
some. It's a secret police. I'm running out of hiding. You can't catch me running out of hiding. Yes, I'm running.
Okay, here's another sick one. The Grains of Sand, Golden Apples of the Sun.
That was actually the Wailers. Because they showed up at the end of a session and we just went in there and recorded it.
Sitting, looking at myself, staring at what's on the shelf. To face the fact, too far gone, I can't come back. Through my window shines the sun. Early springtime tries to come, trying hard to push its way through the smoke that's there to stay. Stop now, caught in quicksand, what now? Find a way, escape from golden apples of the sun. Looking at myself, staring at what's on the shelf, trying hard to face the facts, too far gone, I can't come back.
It's funny, the stuff on the major labels wasn't as good as the crappy labels. Because by the time I got to the major labels, they tried to tell me what to do and I rebelled and did what they told me to do so I could pay bills, but it was never what I wanted to do. And then the weird shit and the stuff under different names, those were the great ones.
Canyon woman,
Canyon
woman,
woman.
Mal Thursday, sitting here delirious with special guest Kim Fowley, who produced all of the records we just played here on the Mal Thursday show, number 25, Kim Fowley's Trainwreck A Go-Go. We started that set with the In-Betweens doing Security, followed in quick succession by the Seeds' Wild Blood, the Bush To Die Alone, the Belfast Gypsies' Secret Police, the Grains of Sand, well, actually the Wailers, with Golden Apples of the Sun, and St. John Green with Canyon Woman. Up next, Super Sounds of the 70s with the Modern Lovers, Hollywood Stars, and the Runaways. Stay tuned. Friday, June 4th, 2010, at Church of Boston, it's a garage explosion. Starring four groovy groups, Liars. Don't give it up now. Don't give it up now. Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs.
Try it my way. Try it my way.
The Coffin Lids.
It's all I want.
And the Immolators. That's Liars, Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs, the Coffin Lids, and the Immolators, live on stage, Friday night, June 4th, 2010, at Church, 69 Kilmarnock Street in Boston, Massachusetts.
Kim Fowley is the ultimate animal.
I'm ugly! Dirty, filthy, sneaky, horrible. I'm gonna kill you.
Outrageous.
Are you straight?
Outrageous.
Well, I'm
Kim Fowley.
What animal, man? Wow!
Outrageous. Imperial record. Imperial record. Outrageous. Outrageous. Kim Fowley. Outrageous. Kim Fowley.
Outrageous Kim Fowley, Imperial Records.
It's too dirty, he'll be banned.
We are back with Kim Fowley here on the Mal Thursday show. Okay, the Modern Lovers. Government Center.
Well, that one was done at Gold Star, and we had to all hide under the mixing board because Jonathan didn't want to see anybody when he was singing in the dark.
For joy, tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So, let's rock the long stop tonight. At the government center, make the secretaries feel better. Well, they'll put the stamps on the letter. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. That feeling we have inside, we're gonna transcript. The secretaries will have to stand up and not feel sick. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared if we get kicked out. Oh. That feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby. Oh.
Okay, up next is the Hollywood Stars original version of King of the Nighttime World.
They were the West Coast Bay City Rollers. They were probably more of the Raspberries than were the New York Dolls. They split up, making their first album and never got released. Bob Ezrin called me up. He said, well, you were cooperative with King of the Nighttime World, and I'll give you a song title, write it, and then come to my rent house, and if you coincidentally write the right lyrics, it'll be on the next Kiss album, along with King of the Nighttime World. So I wrote it on a napkin at LAX, and I guessed right.
Love me. Do you love me?
All right, now on to the Runaways, the Queens of Noise, Neon Angels on the Road to Ruin. What was your role with the Runaways?
I was the pimp, I was the clown, I was the drill sergeant, I was the coach, I was the thinker, but I never went on tour. I think I did everything but play in the band. Nobody wants to hear the truth about rock and roll. They just want to hear the noises.
I won't be coming home no more. damn thing we can do. That's the way she is. Hey, you know, she was just born to be bad.
In the movie, California Paradise, that version is better than the Runaways version, even though there's possibly some of the same elements in it, because there was a lot of our stuff they re-recorded with it and additional vocals. And Dakota did a good job, too, as Cherie, the way Cherie wrote it. But she didn't play Cherie the way Cherie was. Mrs. Kurt Cobain, as a 15-year-old.
original soundtrack of The Runaways. That was Dakota Fanning with Kristen Stewart and their bitchin' version of California Paradise. Prior to that, the original Runaways, Joan Jett, Cherie Curry, Sandy West, Lita Ford, and Jackie Fox with Born to be Bad, and the jailbait anthem Cherry Bomb. Also in that set from the Destroyer LP, Do You Love Me by Kiss. That's a first for this show. I was going to play Nirvana's version, but it's shit. So I played the original. The Hollywood Stars did the original version of King of the Nighttime World, and Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers did Government Center. After the break, it's Punk-O-Rama on the Mal Thursday Show, number 25, Kim Fowley's Trainwreck A-Go-Go.
Is a rock group freak like me who digs musicians and follows them night after night to wherever their gig is. I get where I want to go any way I can, thumb trips, a van, or daddy's wheels. All I want is to be free, and all I've got are looks and a few gimmicks, and I usually get a cat. There's a movie that tells it all, like it really is. It's called I Am a Groupie. It's out of sight.
It doesn't matter who they are, and you will travel near and far just to go with someone.
I Am a Groupie is a movie about me. I'm 16 years old. I Am a Groupie is rated R. Anyone under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
Is Punk-O-Rama.
New York Dolls started it all, along with the modern lovers in damp, dirty halls. The Hollywood stars and the runaways, they did punk rock in the Rodney way. Then CBGB's in the Bowery Zone, Patti Smith and the Ramones. And in old London across the sea, the Hot Rods and the Sex Pistols are the mystery. But now from us, who will never fade, Venus
and the razor blade.
This is Punk-O-Rama.
Stephen T is the heir to Union 76 Gasoline, and he was Venus of Venus and the Razorblades, and they recorded it first, and then it was covered by Dead Boys.
Sticks!
Quick ruined their career with that album cover covered in blueberry pie, and Stephen Hufschutter remastered the whole mix and made it sound like a music box. Hence, failure.
Toys on the floor. You've been so good and they don't even see. If you were bad, you'd be on daddy's knee. Little girl lost who was often ignored. Grew into a teenager frequently bored. Found out the bad things most often feel good. And then tried as many of them as she could.
But nobody cares. She tries to be dangerous, but no one's aware. She is still after her lost relation. A classic case of father fixation. Daddy was good, daddy was just, daddy was God, in dad you could trust. So when you were bad, he knew what to do. But now there is no one who cares about you.
Here's a newer one, Muck and the Myers, Doreen.
Muck and the Myers are nice people. We made the album in 27 hours, and here's a track from it.
I love.
Kim Fowley is a guest on the Mal Thursday Show from Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of American underbelly of vomiting frat boys and Katrina refugees who want to stab you, cut your head off, destroy your house, bake your dog in a barbecue, and leave you for dead in the street. And I had a wonderful time tonight reminiscing about my past, present, and future, and I hope whatever you do it right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Fowley. I'd like to thank Kim for maintaining consciousness long enough to record this episode of the Mal Thursday Show. And I invite you to join us for part two, Kim Fowley's Revenge, coming soon to your iPod or computer. Please be sure to check out the other 24 episodes in this series and to pick up the new Kim Fowley retrospectives, One Man's Garbage and Another Man's Gold, on Norton Records. This is Mal Thursday saying sayonara till the next time we meet. And just like I did throughout the South by Southwest experience, I'm going to give Kim Fowley the last word.
Death. This is a message to the youth of the 21st century. You're the first group of subhumans to not have a future as superhumans. Your humanity is open for discussion, so I won't discuss it. But what I will discuss is the death of the record store, the about-to-be desecration of the movie theater and the shopping mall. These are places where you could digest movies and music and meet other unhappy people such as yourselves. People won't be going to churches too often in the future, or even offices. And within their own homes, 21st century youth is going to be held prisoner by the future and by modern rape, something called progress, which is designed for the machine versus man battle. And the end result will be that the human being becomes extinct. So you lash out with pornography, kindness, humanity, interaction, empathy, sympathy, no objective sensitivity for you. You don't even feel your own pain. So you navigate through the mutilation of alcohol and drugs, and you try to tear yourself apart with a time bomb called destruction. Within you, you are incapable of love or being loved. You can't even hate with any imagination. You're useless in a war. You're the 21st century youth, and I'm from another century, and I'll die in your century with a smile on my face, knowing I had a better time. You can have a good time if you learn how to turn into your nightmare.